You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast was recorded on.
From Mamma Mia, hello and welcome to Lady Startup Academy, the podcast that answers all your business questions one episode at a time. And I'm your host, Anita Saka, the founder of Hero Packaging and author of Sell Anything Online. For the last few episodes, we've been talking about all things finance. And on today's show, we're tackling something that's probably on your mind and something that you're probably dreading, tax time. Listener and Lady Startup Academy student Shannon called in and she's asked,
"Hey, Lady Startup, it's my first year in business and I'm starting to freak out about tax time. I don't know what to claim. I feel like people constantly get to write things off. Is that a thing? And do I really need to pay for an accountant given I'm barely making any money yet?"
Thanks for your question, Shannon. Thanks to you, I thought we would demystify tax today so that you're up to speed when it comes to all things end of financial year. There's a lot to cover here, so let's kick it off with the biggest question I see from Lady Startups. Do I need to have an ABN, an Australian business number, or the overseas equivalent if based outside of Australia? Well, in short, yes. Operating your business without an ABN is illegal and will open up a whole new world of hurt for you if you're not registered. Without an ABN, you won't be able to operate in the GST system. And if your business is turning over $75,000 a year, you must be registered for GST. If you need to set up your ABN registration, the Lady Startup Academy has a free resource to get you started. Check out the Registering Your Business Guide in the notes for this ep. Small exceptions apply if you think you are running a hobby business, a business just making money to cover costs. The ATO website actually has a great explainer and I'll drop it in the show notes. If you're trying to turn over a profit, I'll save you some time. This probably isn't you. The next big question we always get asked is, do I need an accountant? Well, you can absolutely start keeping track of your books by yourself. But when it comes time for official reporting periods, like the end of financial year, that's when you want the experts. And that's because your tax obligations are going to be different depending on the size of your business. When I first started in business, I tried to DIY my own tax return and I made so many mistakes. I didn't know what expenses I could deduct and I had no clue about GST. As soon as I got an accountant who was an expert in small business accounting, it made tax time so much easier. I know so many lady startups who have encountered this, so I wanted to share with you some failed learnings, or flurning moments, as we say at Lady Startup, from the village, so you don't make the same mistake.
When it comes to file management, I am pretty shocking. So last year at tax time, I devised a whole new system for storing all my invoices and things I can claim, and honestly, it's been a lifesaver. If you can, I would recommend organising things from the get-go.
A couple of years back, I made a huge mistake with my accountant. I was waiting on last year's tax return and pretty much got ghosted, which meant I missed the last day to submit. After that experience, I researched and got recommendations from friends and finally found an accountant who doesn't leave me unsent.
So what's the best way to avoid problems while money is still tight? In my opinion, it's a combo of do-it-yourself bookkeeping and engaging a tax agent for the big stuff. Save yourself the pain of an endless spreadsheet with formulas you don't know how to use by DIYing your bookkeeping with some accounting software. Programs like MYOB and Xero, favorites of the lady startup community, will save you hours when it comes to tracking the ins and outs of your expenses. And then when it comes to end of financial year, simply give an accountant or tax agent access to that program of choice and they will prepare your return for you. It's as easy as that. This is a great alternative that means you don't need to employ a professional all year round. Okay, so let's talk about the things you can claim. Disclaimer, you should always talk to a pro about your individual situation if you're unsure, but I've personally been through all of this with my business, so here's what I know. You can claim most expenses as long as they are directly related to your business. materials, advertising costs, subscriptions, and other regular costs that you have to pay for to keep your business up and running are all things that you can claim back. But if your expenses are a mix of personal and business, you can only claim a portion of the total cost that was used for business purposes. For example, your mobile phone bill. For something like that, you would need to investigate what percentage of your calls and texts are personal versus what is work-related. And that's why you have to keep track of everything. If the ATO comes knocking or emailing, you need to be able to hand over evidence of all expenses just in case. Home-based businesses are also entitled to a whole host of other claims. Stuff like the cost of the space your business is set up in, heating and cooling your workspace, and you can even claim parts of your internet and phone bills too. If it's all sounding like too much to take in, the ATO created a small business tax time toolkit that you can use to help guide your claims. It's really helpful, so I've popped a link in the show notes. And always remember, if there's anything you're confused about, check out the ATO's website. They regularly update their info and have pages dedicated to specific small business advice. All right, our last question to tackle today. When do you need to lodge your tax return by? Well, the end of financial year is always the 30th of June in Australia. That means you can lodge your tax return yourself at any point between the 30th of June and the 31st of October. If you're using a tax agent for the first time or using a new-to-you tax agent, you need to contact them before the 31st of October to start the process. And remember that your BAS, that's business activity statements, due dates are different depending on how much your business makes. You can check this on the ATO website. Well, that's all we've got time for on today's episode, and for this season, in fact. Thank you so much for joining me, and make sure you're subscribed to all the Lady Startup Academy updates. And if you've enjoyed today's episode or this season, please leave us a review. Please note that this podcast is not financial advice and is intended to provide general information only and does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation, or needs. At the Lady Startup Academy, we offer a range of online courses to suit all types, sizes, and stages of business. We've got everything you need to know to grow your business. Visit ladystartup.com for more info. I'm your host, Anita Sarkar, and you can always find me on Instagram at Hero Packaging or on TikTok at Sell Anything Online. This episode was produced by Michaela Floriano and Susanna Makin, and this podcast was brought to you by Mamma Mia. Chat soon. Bye.